Hello, I am Sharaj Hussain. I am extremely thankful to the organizers for providing me an opportunity to present my work here. This work is jointly conducted with Professor Chakravarti, Dr. Sharma, and Mr. Kuruti, and explores the complex dynamical evolution and spatio-temporal spread of global terrorism. The main objective is to study the spread of terrorism and understand the growth dynamics with complex network approach. In this work, we have taken the data for last 46 years during 1970 to 2016 on global terrorism using DTB database, that is from University of Maryland. It consists of various information about the terrorist incidents, including sources, that is terrorist organizations, and their targets, latitude and longitudes, etc. Initial studies shows the number of attacks plotted against year, which indicates the increasing trend year-wise. It can be seen through figure A. Point to be noted is that there is no data available for the year 1993. Figure B indicates the spread of attacks around the globe during various decades, where there are a number of organizations are involved, whereas figure C suggests about the most affected nation. Here, it is worthy to mention that for the sake of analysis, we have removed the unknown source and targets. Had it not been filtered, Iraq comes out to be the most affected nation. But with the filtered data, India, Pakistan, Afghanistan are the most affected nations. Then, figure C captures the preferred mode of terrorist attacks, which is bombing. And the most vulnerable targets are common citizens who are at higher risk. This is in agreement with the many available definitions of terrorism, which defines it as an act of violence to create a climate of fear on common masses for certain political objectives. Next, we casted the source and targets as a complex network, considering the fact that whenever there is an attack by an organization or source on a target, a link is formed, and so on. If at a later point of time this same source and target link or occurrence is repeated, then the weight of the source target pair is increased by unity, and the process continues. We found that this network has a giant component having around 88 to 92% of nodes and a periphery with around 8 to 12% of nodes. Following this, we used a disparity filter algorithm proposed by Vespianani et al. To extract the backbone structure of this network. It is shown in red color here, and the figure to the right is the enlarged version of the backbone network. The statistical distribution comes out to be like this. Also, unlike other social networks, the average clustering coefficient is very low, indicating the absence of cyclicity or loops. This means that no organization could attach to another organization. Later on, we found that the backbone structure for a few countries, including the Indian subcontinent. The structure here is one source to many target and vice versa, whereas for Colombia and India, the structure is quite intricate and deeply knit. It captures the regime change and the appearance of new node in the structure of the network for Colombia. And also the shift in focus of incidents in the case of India. Also, the structure conforms to the Chapultepec Peace Accord in case of El Salvador. We have also calculated the network resilience that could guide us for effective security-related policies. Thank you very much.